from the Utter Daily Devotion is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His Word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the Utter Daily Devotion with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. We celebrate and thank God for the 24th day in the month of October. We glorify the name of the Most High God who has helped us this far. He has taken us far into 2023, and we bless His holy name. It has never been by our power nor might. It has been by His grace. Brethren, we thank God for the series that we've been talking about, Amazing Grace of God. We have to stop it. We stopped there yesterday, and today we are opening up with a new topic. And it's a series as well, because in this end time, we need to be focused. You cannot be focused without having the strength to wait. So we'll be going into the word wait or waiting. You know, everybody has a waiting period. And in the world today, we have to learn how to wait and remain focused. There is no way you'll be waiting for something and you have a focus. It's your focus that makes you to wait. So we are talking about waiting. Remember, the book of Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 said it clearly. But, that is conditional statement. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So in the time of waiting, there are a lot of expectations. There are a lot of things that we need to do to bring forth our expected miracle or result. With this, I say good morning once again and welcome to From the Altar Daily Devotional Messages. Before we go into the word, let us go to the celebration arena to rejoice and celebrate with those that have their birthday today. You know, everybody has a day on the calendar worldwide. Everybody has a day on the calendar. Those that have their birthday today, we are rejoicing with them. We are thanking God on their behalf. And we are praising God at the same time for keeping them alive. So, we say happy birthday. Many glorious years ahead, and it shall be fulfilled. And you will not fail God, nor fail humanity. You will not fail yourself as well. Every year shall be better, glorious, and promising than the last year, in Jesus' mighty name. From there, we move to those that have their own anniversary today. Whatever anniversary you are celebrating, we join you in that celebration. We thank God on your behalf. We celebrate God who has made it possible for you to have that anniversary. We thank God who has made it possible to be alive to witness it today. Blessing of the Lord will continue to propel over you. Happy anniversary. And those that are in one condition or the other, passing through one thing or the other, we join you in prayer that the mighty hand of the Lord will lift you and take you out of that condition. You will rejoice and celebrate once again in Jesus' mighty name. So today, brethren, let's look at the word of the Lord in the book of Isaiah. Let's look at the word of the Lord. What's the Lord saying? We are talking about waiting. Waiting. Isaiah chapter 8 verse 17. Isaiah 8:17 says, "And I will wait upon the Lord that hideth his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him." Personal decision. Waiting is a personal decision. That's the first thing we must know. To wait is a personal decision. Determination. Because waiting can take time, days, weeks, even years. But waiting is a personal determined decision. And when you are waiting, look at the word there. It said, "I will wait upon the Lord." Brethren, I declare and decree today that the power to remain focused, dedicated, because you cannot be waiting without being dedicated. You cannot be waiting without being focused. You cannot be waiting without having an enduring spirit. There are a lot of things that is attached to the period of waiting. But the focus, the goal, will manifest in Jesus' mighty name. The power to wait and to be determined, the Lord release upon you in Jesus' mighty name. Look at what Isaiah said here. He said, "I will wait for the Lord. I know He's hiding His face, but I believe that He will do something." That means when you are waiting, you must have something to console yourself with. He consoled himself by saying God is hiding his face, but he will wait. Brethren, in the time of waiting, you will not be weary in Jesus' mighty name. I pray today the power to remain focused, determined, the power to be strengthened, the Lord release upon you in Jesus' mighty name. While waiting, I don't know what you are waiting for. That good thing will come to pass. You know, anybody that cannot endure, that cannot be focused, that cannot be determined, it will be very difficult for such person to make his or her goal. Isaiah 25:9. Hear this. Isaiah 25:9 say, "And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation." When you become a celebrity, when you become an achiever, people want to serve your God. That's when people will believe in your God. People are looking at you. I don't know how many people that are looking at you as non-entity, as somebody that doesn't know what he or she is doing. Many people have left their place of blessing. Remember, even when Isaac was about to leave in, the Lord told him in the book of Genesis chapter 26, the Lord told him, wait, and he waited. The land that was called barren now began to yield fruit. It yielded fruit for him. He became fruitful in that land. The same thing will be applicable to you in Jesus' mighty name. In my country, Nigeria, western part of Africa, people were migrating seriously. They can't wait. They believe it's all over. It's over. But we, having the spirit, yes, it's good. People migrate, but to wait upon the Lord, God cannot fail you. Your country may fail. The state may fail. People may disappoint you, but God will never fail. Look at what he said here. He said, on that day, people will say, "Haha, this is our God." When he begins to manifest, God can manifest grace, power, honor, diverse blessing at the same time, to the extent that to people's amazement, he protects, he promotes, and he provides. Wait upon the Lord. Brethren, let me stop here. This is the first of this series. So let me stop here. Because of our time, I've taken much of our time here. Let me stop here. And by the grace of God, I'll be coming your way again tomorrow. Before that tomorrow, I say the blessing of the Lord will make it room for us in Jesus' mighty name. The blessing of the Lord will give us divine surprises in the mighty name of Jesus. And you will continue to shout hallelujah. Pleasant surprises. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Maikalabi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name: Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number: 375-919-7017. Bank: FCMB. Or you can use 3025365130. Account name: Alabi Femi. Bank: First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 38 02 1402 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.